Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, guy does a great job on the Yes Network.
Yes.
And that, of course, is the former Major League catcher, John Flaherty. John, Joe, and Evan, how you doing?
John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going, guys?
Good. Good.
Fantastic. You know, most Yankee fans today have been looking at Judge's day off saying, why can't he play 162 games? Do you think it's smart to, because obviously it used to not be this way. We had Steve Garvey on earlier, a guy who played 162 every single year. Do you think it is smart to give these guys in this modern era that day off every once in a while to keep them fresh? What's your take on that?
You know what? I'm starting to change my mind on it because, I consider myself an old school guy that you go out there and play every day. But, you know, with some of the travel that these guys are dealing with now that we didn't really have to deal with back in the day, and even talking to some of the coaches after the game last night, you know, guys like Didi Gregorius, you know, they're worn down already, you know, playing every day. So these guys really look to pick some spots on some tough travel nights or maybe back, you know, with an off day and give these guys 2 days off. So I'm starting to change on it. And, you know, Aaron was maybe scuffling a little bit. It might have been a good mental day for him to take last night. You know, you hate to do it against the Houston Astros, but you have to remember it's still, a series at the beginning of the year, not coming down the stretch.
John, I thought the big take last night was the pitching of Sonny Gray. I mean, he had a solid game, six solid innings, only a couple runs. Yeah, he's been shaky, no question about that, you know, before that. I thought that was a big deal, the kind of performance, especially against the team he did it against.
I totally agree, Joe. And, I'll be very honest with you. Sonny Gray frustrates me when I watch him pitch because his stuff is so good, and sometimes it seems like he doesn't want to throw the ball over the plate. And last night he looked different. He had a really good rhythm. He was attacking the strike zone, as David Cone was talking about. He was able to drop the curveball in there for strikes. And it looked like he had a plan, and it looked like he was pitching. So I agree with you. A huge step forward for him. Was it because Austin Romine was behind the plate? I'm not sure. But whatever the reason was, that's really been the weak link in the rotation. So Yankees take a lot of positives out of last night with his performance.
Would you mess around with that? Because he gave you that quality start with Austin Romine. And Aaron Boone hasn't said that Austin's his personal catcher. He just said, hey, if the days work out and they happen to work out, we can do it. But if you're managing this team, would you try to keep those guys attached because of that performance and because of the past numbers that we've seen of Sonny Gray?
Yeah, I would. I would. And you know, Aaron said he doesn't want to get locked into something like that, and I understand why. You know, Gary Sanchez is such a talented player, and when you come down to what the Yankees are hoping is going to be postseason baseball, you want Gary Sanchez to be in there every day. So I kind of understand it, but I also understand the other part of it. You know, I got along really well with some pitchers and, just had some sort of chemistry, and it's tough to explain why. And I've been on the flip side of it where I haven't worked well with a certain pitcher. So I think if you're the Yankees, if you're Aaron Boone, if you're Larry Rothschild, the pitching coach, whatever you have to do to get Sonny Gray going again, get his confidence level back up maybe a little bit with a couple of good starts. And then if you want to bring Gary Sanchez back into the mix, then you go ahead and do it. But I think right now I would stick with the Austin Romine combination.
Talking to John Flaherty, of course, at the Yes Network, and of course, a former Major League catcher as well. Tyler Austin, when he comes off the suspension, he should be playing first base every day, in my mind. And who knows when you're going to see Greg Bird again. Well, what's your thoughts on that, John?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you know, Tyler has been a guy who's kind of been, you know, he's had some tough breaks during his career, and now he's finally getting an opportunity to play, and he's producing. And we've seen the power. We've seen some big home runs from him. So Neil Walker struggled a little bit, and yeah. I think Tyler Austin, this is his time, that he's got to take advantage of a situation that's put in front of him. So coming off of that suspension list, I would suspect to see him in there tonight.
You know, despite last night and the day before, Didi has just been ridiculous. And what's amazing about him is that every year he's getting better and better. What is the ceiling for Didi Gregorius?
Wow. That's a great question. I mean, I think right now you're seeing a guy who obviously is hitting in a great spot in the lineup between some of the big boys and, you know, some of the heavy hitters. So I always think of it like an ex-catcher. There's almost a little bit of a letdown for some reason when Didi comes walking up to the plate, and he takes advantage of that. And, you know, he's ready to hit early in the count. He's shown a lot more patience to work the count. Last couple of days, maybe swinging some pitches out of the strike zone. But, you know, what is he? Is he a 30-home run guy? I think that's, you know, totally possible for him the way he's gotten off to the start. And the one thing I love is that he's just a run producer now. You know, he's not a guy that you can really take advantage of. He sprays the ball around, he drives in runs, and obviously plays the great defense. So there's a very high ceiling there.
John, how about the two young guys, Torres and Andujar? I mean, you got to believe these are the third baseman and second baseman for a long time with this team. What about that?
Well, I mean, Andujar, his power and his bat speed is just so impressive, but I still think he's kind of a free swinger that will have to learn the strike zone a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And once he does that, I think that he's going to have an outstanding career. And then Torres is just, I talked about it last night a little bit. His swing, he's got some things going on with a leg kick, but he gets it done so early that he seems to put himself in a great hitting position every pitch. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a guy who's going to have big power numbers, if he's going to grow into that, but you love the approach. You love the fact that out in the field he looks so athletic. He's got the great hands, and his scouts say he's got great actions out there, and he's gotten off to a great start. So there's a lot to like with some of these young kids, and it's just so different now than when I played. They come up to the big leagues, they expect to be good right away. There's not that transition that I have to kind of earn my time. It's they come up knowing they're good, they have a confidence and a swagger about them, and these two kids have it.
We're talking to John Flaherty. Speaking of Andujar, would it stun you if they sent him down? With Brandon Drury coming back, wanting to play him every day, we've heard over and over about his defense. They want him to improve. Would that surprise you? Because I know a lot of Yankee fans would freak out if that actually happened with the way this kid is hit. What do you think?
It would surprise me. that would be, I guess nothing surprises me in this game, but that would be a tough one. This kid's come up here and done everything that they've asked him to do. You talk about the defense. Yeah, maybe it hasn't been bad. I mean, it hasn't been like he's been embarrassed over at third base. So, and it hasn't been that he's cost you some games. So I think he's done everything that they've asked him to do, and to send him down at this point, my opinion wouldn't be fair, but I understand the investment in Drury. I understand him coming back, but when you're a young kid and you come up to the big leagues and you play the way that Andujar has, and you've worked on the things that they've asked you to work on, that would be a tough demotion.
Hey, I'm with you. I mean, he's got to be here and he's got to play every day. So what would you do with Brandon Drury? I mean, he proved last year and the year before he's certainly a competent major leaguer. Do you kind of view him as a super utility guy until one of these guys stops hitting or struggles?
Yeah, I know that's what the Yankees don't want to do because they think he has a high upside at third base. But he's done that, he's done that before, right? I mean, he's played second, he's played third, he's played outfield. He's kind of done everything. You can put him at first base. Where there might be a need. So it's, he has so much upside. And watching him in spring training, I was so excited about Drury because of the way he drives the ball the other way and has a big-time power. But he's got to get past some of these health issues, get back out on the field. And I hate to say it, but he's got to earn his at-bats now because that's kind of the nature of this business.
John, what about Stanton's start so far? Are you surprised that he's kind of really got off to a slow start so far with the Yankees? What about that?
I'm surprised because of what I saw in spring training. I mean, it's a very disciplined, detail-oriented guy when he goes about his business. So when I watch his swing, he's got that closed bottom half, but then the upper half kind of flies open a little bit, and he's not really all together. So that's the part that surprises me, you know, and then he'll show it to you that he gets hot for a little bit,
drives
some balls the other way, and you're like, okay, here we go. He's going to get hot now. And it just hasn't happened. So that, that's the part that I would be probably the most surprised about.
Talking to John Flaherty, your thoughts on the defense of Gary Sanchez? He was great throwing out guys last year. It's been a little bit slower this year. A lot of that's not on him. Sometimes you steal on the pitcher. But the pass balls, I know he had 3 in 2 days or whatever it was. What are you seeing defensively that you don't like or like right now from Gary behind the plate?
Well, I will say this about Gary. He's made some major improvements from last year. So you give him a lot of credit for that. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, he doesn't have to be Johnny Bench behind the plate. He's so good offensively that he just doesn't have to hurt you. But sometimes blocking the ball. He has his right knee that's kind of up in the air. He doesn't get completely all the way down. The pass balls, I don't know if that's a, you know, a cross-up situation or maybe a lack of concentration, but there's so much talent behind the plate there with his throwing arm and the way, you know, he calls a game. I love the way he calls a game. So there are so many things that you have to like. He's done a better job. He's still improving. So I give him credit for what he's done this offseason and coming into this year defensively. He's definitely better.
John, what's the real Tanaka? I mean, we saw he was terrific his last time out against the Angels. He had a big lead right away in that game. But, I mean, we've seen him get beat around, too. Now, he was great in the playoffs last year. But how about him? I mean, it seems like he's either great or he gets roughed up.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought up the playoffs last year because that was the eye-opening moment for me. I said, all right, this guy's a big-time pitcher, then pitches in big spots.
Right,
and then
right.
He'll show you some games that you just scratch your head. And the one thing that I guess frustrates me a little bit, he doesn't want to throw his fastball that much anymore. And you know, I'm always a big believer and, you know, learned a lot from Mike Mussina that everything starts off of your fastball. So, you know, you know that it's in there. You feel good about him in a big spot, but you also want to feel that every fifth day is going to give you a good chance to win. And you know, if he throws maybe some more fastballs and gets some hitters respecting that, I think his consistency might get a little bit better.
Boy, last night, didn't it feel like we were watching the ALCS again? I mean, it felt like it was October of 2017 again. For whatever reason, the Yankees have had a very difficult time hitting in that ballpark the last five times they've been there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlie Morton was ridiculous how good he was, though. I mean, you know, David Cohn and I were up in that booth just shaking our head. I mean, the velocity with the fastball, the big-time breaking ball that he has, you know, there's a reason the Yankees struggle hitting in Houston because their pitching staff is so good and it's not going to get any easier tonight with Verlander. It's a fun series early on in the year, kind of one of those, you know, kind of series that you kind of match up and say, where are we at right now? And, you know, just Charlie Morton pitched better than Sonny Gray last night. That was really the bottom line.
You know, another thing too, CeCe's been good. I mean, he goes seven, and I can't remember the last time he went seven innings. He went seven innings the other day. You know, when he's healthy, he's been pretty good the last couple of years, John.
He's been great. He's been fun to watch.
Yep.
You know, the way he's reinvented himself. And, you know, as an ex-catcher, I appreciate it because you have to think along with CeCe now and then pitch selection and kind of moving guys off the plate with the cutter and going back down and away with the changeup. And, you know, you give Aaron Boone some credit for extending CeCe the other night because, you know, I've been critical of Aaron with the pitch count.
Right,
pulling
right, sure.
Maybe a little bit too early. And so you got to give him credit when he watches Sabathia and how in control he was that entire game and kind of his eyes told him, I'm going to let this guy go a little bit deeper. So I love that part of that performance for Sabathia.
We'll be watching the game tonight on the YES Network. John, great stuff on TV, and we appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it, John.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
John Flaherty, YES, has the Yankee-Astro game tonight, tomorrow night. Then they have a matinee Thursday afternoon coverage tonight at 7:30 with the pregame show. Michael Kay, David Cohn, John Flaherty, Meredith Marakovich, they're all in Houston, Jack and Bob in the studio. So, of course, if you're watching the Yankees tonight, you'll check it out.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.